Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Madol. Today, we're talking about scams. Not the typo-filled spam emails you laughed at 10 years ago, but something far more convincing and far more dangerous. In 2025, artificial intelligence has given scammers new weapons. We're seeing deepfakes on video calls, cloned voices on the phone, and polished phishing messages that look like they came straight from your boss. So, what does this mean for you, your family, and for your business? This is the Tech It For Me podcast. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
So, it wasn't too long ago where the worst scam emails came from, you know, a so-called Nigerian prince. They were laughably bad. They had poor spelling, broken grammar, and promises of riches that no sane person would actually believe. But here's the thing. That sloppiness, it was intentional. Scammers only wanted the most gullible targets. Now, fast forward to today, and the game has changed. Generative AI can produce perfectly polished text in seconds. No grammar mistakes, no awkward phrasing, just clean, professional language that sounds like it came from a real colleague. And it doesn't stop at text. With voice cloning and deepfake video, scammers can now impersonate people you actually know. A call from your manager, a video message from your child. These scams don't look fake anymore. They look terrifyingly real. So why is this happening now? Why are AI scams suddenly everywhere in 2025? A few things have converged at once. First, the technology itself has matured and it's become dirt cheap. Running advanced AI models used to take specialized hardware and massive cloud bills. But now, criminals can download open source systems that run on consumer-grade GPUs. What once cost thousands of dollars a month can now be done in someone's basement for the price of a gaming PC. This democratization of AI isn't just empowering startups and small businesses, it's empowering scammers too. Second, we've entered the era of what I'd call scam as a service. Now, on underground forums, you can buy ready-made AI toolkits the same way you'd buy software off the shelf. Voice cloning modules, email generators, deepfake packages, even customer support style chatbots that can keep a conversation going for hours. A few years ago, this required skill and effort. Today, it's franchised crime. If you can click a download link, you can run a scam. Third, there's a data problem. Think of all the major breaches over the past decade. LinkedIn, Equifax, countless banks, healthcare providers. That data, it never goes away. It circulates, it's resold, and it builds an underground profile of you that's sometimes more detailed than what you know about yourself. AI makes use of that. It pulls in your work history, your contacts, even your kids' names, and uses it to craft scams so personalized, you'd swear the message was meant only for you. And lastly, there's the cultural shift. We've normalized synthetic media. Deep fakes are no longer exotic. They're entertainment. We've seen them in ads, in music videos, even political campaigns. So when a voice sounds convincing or a video call looks real, we don't immediately question it. We accept it. And that plays right into the scammer's hands. All of these forces, cheap AI, scam kits for sale, endless stolen data, and our own comfort with synthetic content have come together in late 2025. That's why this feels less like an evolution and more like an explosion. Now you might be thinking to yourself, Mike, cut out the doom and gloom, it's not all that bad. I'm telling you, this isn't theoretical. It's already happening today. In fact, last year, a report by both Fortune and CFO.com was a finance worker at a multinational firm in Hong Kong. They were tricked into transferring more than $25 million after joining what appeared to be a legitimate video call with what they thought was their CFO and work colleagues. In reality, everyone on that call was an AI-generated deepfake. Take the U.S. elections. Voters in New Hampshire got robocalls that sounded exactly like President Biden, telling them not to vote. It was AI-generated, and it was completely fake. Back home here in Canada, those Canadian Revenue Agency tax scam calls, we all know they've taken on a new edge. The voices, they sound professional, and they can actually answer questions in real time. One of the most alarming new tactics involves scammers using AI to clone a child's voice in fake kidnapping scenarios. As was reported by abc7ny.com and foxnews.com, in one case in Westchester County, New York, parents received calls claiming their child had been abducted, only to discover that the child's voice on the line had been synthesized using samples from social media. Investigators are warning that while the scam may sound impossible in hindsight, the emotional panic it triggers is very real. In Arizona, a mother named Jennifer DiStefano, she testified before Congress that she believed her daughter had been kidnapped after hearing her voice pleading for help, only to learn later that it was AI-generated. What makes AI scams different is the human impact. They're not just stealing your money, they're hijacking your trust. When a voice sounds exactly like your boss, you don't think twice about following instructions. When a video shows a loved one in distress, your instincts override your skepticism. That's what scammers are exploiting. It's easy to talk about technology, but at the end of the day, this is about human psychology. Fear, urgency, authority, and AI is giving criminals a perfect way to push every single one of those buttons. All right, Mike, enough fear-mongering. So the big question, what can we actually do about this? If the scammers have AI, how do we fight back? For individuals, the first line of defense is slowing down. These scams are designed to make you panic, to push you into acting before you think. If a voice is demanding money right now, or a video makes your heart stop, that urgency is the weapon. The simplest move is also the most powerful. Pause. Step back. Verify. Call the person back on a number you know. Reach out through a different channel. 9 times out of 10, that quick check is going to expose the scam. There's also the technical side. Multi-factor authentication may sound boring, but it's one of the most effective tools we have today. Even if your login is stolen through a phishing attempt, without that second code or push notification, the attacker is locked out. Think of it like adding a deadbolt on top of your front door lock. For families, the strategy, it has to go deeper. We're now at the point where parents should sit down with their kids and agree on a safe word, a phrase you'd use in an emergency that an AI voice clone couldn't possibly guess. If you ever get a terrifying call claiming your child has been kidnapped, ask them for the safe word. That could be the difference between panic and clarity. Now, businesses face even bigger risks because criminals know exactly where the money is. Employee training is a big piece of the puzzle. Not just a yearly security course everyone clicks through, but ongoing practice. Simulated phishing tests. Tabletop exercises where finance teams roleplay a deepfake CEO demanding an urgent wire transfer. When people have seen it before in a safe setting, they're less likely to fall for it in real life. And on top of training, companies need processes. If one person can approve a $10 million transfer, that's truly a recipe for disaster. You have to have segregation of duties, dual sign-offs, and documented verification steps. And yes, that sometimes slows things down. Believe me, it's a lot cheaper than losing millions to a scam. We're also starting to see technology step up. There are vendors now building AI-powered deepfake detection tools that analyze the subtle patterns in audio or video. Things like unnatural blinking or tiny digital artifacts. It's still early, and detection is not perfect, but it is coming. Think of it as AI fighting AI. The bottom line is this. Fighting back isn't about one silver bullet. It's about layering defenses. Awareness, verification, technical safeguards, cultural shifts inside businesses. And most importantly, acknowledging that right now, in 2025, nobody is immune. The scammers are betting on speed, fear, and trust. If you can disrupt even one of those, you've got the upper hand. So as I claim, if this is the year that AI scams went mainstream, you may be asking, what's the outlook for the next few years? The irony is that the same AI technology that's being weaponized by criminals is also becoming the best defense against them. Researchers are developing fraud detection systems that analyze voices and videos for signs of manipulation. These tools look at micro-expressions, lip-sync accuracy, even the way sound reverbs on a call. In other words, AI can sometimes see the seams that our human brains miss. It's still early days, but we're moving towards a future where your phone or your email client will quietly run a deepfake check in the background and flag something as suspicious before you even realize what's happening. There's also watermarking. The idea is pretty simple. Tag AI-generated content at the source so it carries a hidden signature. That way, detection software can say, yes, this video or this voice was made by a model. I wrote more about this in a detailed article on techitforme.com called Watermarking AI. The approach has promise on watermarking. But it'll only work if everyone plays along. And bad actors, they obviously will not. So still, if watermarking becomes standard on mainstream AI platforms, it at least helps to narrow the pool of content that we can trust. Regulation, that's kind of a wild card. Governments are aware of the problem, but they're struggling to keep up. Canada has already spent years debating digital tax rules, which hasn't even cut the edge of AI policy yet. It's a reminder of how slow legislation moves compared to the technology. In the meantime, some US states and European regulators are pushing for mandatory disclosure of AI-generated content. Whether that actually works in practice, though, that's another story. For instance, my blog post articles on techitforme.com, most of the images I generate with DALL-E, and I explicitly state that at the bottom of all the articles. You as a reader, does that matter to you? Do you care? Can you already tell? I'm sure you can, but leave a comment down below. I'd love to hear your take on that. And finally, we should acknowledge where this is heading culturally. As a society, we're going to have to recalibrate what trust looks like. If a voice call can no longer be trusted, and even a live video chat can't be trusted, then how do we verify identity? We might see the rise of digital authenticity tools built into everyday apps. Little trust badges or verification layers that confirm someone really is who they say they are. Think of it like a blue checkmark for human interaction, not just for Twitter or X profiles. The bigger picture is this. AI scams aren't just an IT problem. They're going to force changes in business processes, family conversations, and even how we define authenticity in society. Right now, it feels like we're on the defensive. But with AI fighting back, smarter regulation, and a cultural shift toward healthy skepticism, the balance, it could swing. The question is whether we get there fast enough. AI-generated scams aren't just a new chapter in cybercrime. They're rewriting the entire playbook. The same technology that helps us work faster, create content, and innovate in business is also being turned against us. And in 2025, it's happening at a scale we've never seen before. The good news? Awareness is rising, defenses are catching up, and trust itself is being redefined. We're not powerless, but it does mean slowing down, verifying things before you act, and remembering that skepticism isn't paranoia, it's really protection. Thank you for listening to Tech It For Me. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a colleague, a friend, or a family member who could use a reminder to stay alert. And don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Until next time, I'm Mike with the Tech It For Me podcast.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.